Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. Since I started lifting weights, I've been on a strict diet plan that helps me hit my protein goals while restricting my calories. I also need to make sure that I get enough vitamins and minerals to keep my body healthy. That's why I use Liquid IV when I work out. Liquid IV delivers extraordinary hydration with advanced science, thanks to Live Hydroscience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. One stick of Liquid IV delivers superior hydration to water alone, with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients. It's hydration for endurance, mental clarity, and overall well-being. And hey, it tastes pretty good too. They've got green grape, lemon lime, grapefruit, and more. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Welcome to R/ Am I the Butthole, where OP's husband would rather sleep with his boyfriends than with her. Am I the butthole for going home after I got told to sleep on the floor? I'll preface this by saying that my husband, who's 33, has a friend, Carl, who's also 33, who my husband considers to be one of his closest friends. My husband sometimes calls Carl his nicotine because of how much he misses him and wants to spend time with him. They do everything together. They're even coworkers working the same job. Unfortunately, Carl's wife passed away from cancer 3 months ago, which has caused him to distance himself. My husband felt devastated for him, and he recently started spending more time with him and brought him meals and new clothes. My husband and I planned a 3-day vacation to another state. Unbeknownst to me, my husband had invited Carl to come with us. This made me upset because it spoiled the entire vacation, and I only found out when he went to go pick him up. I sucked it up after my husband explained that Carl is a recent widower who's been wallowing in grief for so long and he needed this vacation. The problem is, money is tight, and since Carl hasn't worked ever since his wife passed away, he couldn't pay for his own room, and we didn't have budget for a second room. My husband said that we should just share one room, and again, I sucked it up since he said that we would be out all day on the beach anyway. On the first night, I was in bed when my husband and Carl got back. I got woken up by my husband telling me to get out of the bed and sleep on the mattress that he put on the floor for me, and he and Carl would take the bed. I asked him if he was serious, and he asked what else he was supposed to do. He said Carl was a guest, and we can't let him sleep on the floor, and at the same time, I can't share a bed with Carl while my husband sleeps on the floor. I told my husband that I didn't sign up for this, but he told me to suck it up and tried to pull the Carl is a widower card. I told Carl to get out. Then I got up, got dressed, and went home. My husband started yelling, calling me irrational, but I wasn't having it. I left the hotel and went back home. Carl didn't say anything when he saw me leave, except that I was making this non-issue an issue. They got back, and my husband refused to even talk to me, but still said that I ruined this trip for Carl and us, and I acted abhorrently and disgustingly. I admit that Carl is struggling, and I might have ruined this for him, but I didn't even know that he was coming. Okay, I can understand your husband being, like, sympathetic to his friend's plight, but there's a big difference between empathy and what I just read here. OP, are you 100% positive that your husband's bromance hasn't evolved into a romance? Look, I'm not trying to say that two guys can't be close friends, but like, I've had the same group of guy friends for like 20 years. We talk almost every single night together on Discord, and I'm not about to kick my wife out of the bed so I can cuddle up with my boys instead of my wife. You know, like, it's a little fishy, a little suspicious here. And like, either way, even if there isn't like a romance between your husband and Carl, what he's doing to you is really disrespectful. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your husband 4 out of 5 buttholes and Carl 3 out of 5 buttholes. I'm sorry what happened to Carl and everything, but I can't believe that he would let his friend's wife sleep on the floor on their vacation just so he can get the bed. Am I the butthole for watching and not doing anything while my wife was being kicked out of my company? So I'm 33 and my wife is 26. We've been married for 2 years. I admit that she's a hothead and she can be a bit much, especially when she's mad at me. I take responsibility for any mistake I make, like not cleaning the bathroom after the shower or filling her car with gas after using it. I even stand there and let her unload her anger and frustration on me, but only at home, not in public. She tends to start arguing with me in public instead of waiting until we get home. Recently, she's been coming to my workplace to berate me over something I did the night before, like not getting the stuff I said I would get or doing the stuff I said I would do. It's embarrassing and humiliating. And it's been affecting my job to the point where I started getting multiple warnings from my superiors, who I believe have been very patient and understanding, especially when my wife makes a fuss at the office. Last week, I was in the middle of a 2-hour meeting, and next thing I know, I see my wife barging in while yelling at me, asking me why I was keeping my phone turned off. I was stunned because my boss, coworkers, and potential clients were all there. I didn't even move as my boss dealt with it by calling security to get her out. My wife started arguing with the security guy, telling him that she came here for me, and started urging me to get up and tell them to back off. But I didn't. I just watched as security escorted her out. It was horrible because I was afraid that I had lost my job. She yelled at me repeatedly to get them to stop, but I didn't, and eventually they kicked her out. I was told that she is no longer allowed there, and this was going to be my final, last warning. I apologized, then went home. She was there waiting for me, yelling about me watching and doing nothing while she was getting mistreated and kicked out. I finally snapped and said that she was over the line, that she made a scene that risked my job over a few missed calls. She started crying, saying that I still should have defended her after getting humiliated in front of my coworkers. But I told her that she didn't have to worry about that because she's no longer allowed there. This made her furious, and she went to her mom's to stay there for the night. OP, you called your wife. What was the word you used? Was it hothead? Yeah, you said, I admit that she's a hothead and she can be a bit much. But no, OP, your wife isn't a hothead. She's toxic. This behavior is not normal. Coming into your job and yelling at you in front of your coworkers? To be honest, I'm amazed your bosses didn't fire you right there, especially since clients were present. And I have to wonder, the fact that she has the free time to drive all the way to your office to yell at you on multiple occasions would lead me to believe that she's a stay-at-home housewife, which means that both of you rely on your income. Now, granted, I'm just making a guess here, but she's jeopardizing the sole breadwinner just so she can, what, win a fight, I guess? Then what? You get fired and she yells at you while you're homeless on the street saying it's all your fault for getting fired? OP, for real, you got to see the warning signs here. This is not normal. This is not healthy. This is really messed up. I would expect this behavior from a 16-year-old, not a 26-year-old. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. Your wife gets 4 out of 5 buttholes. If you ask me, what your wife is doing is a form of abuse. Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for, how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Am I the butthole for telling my son that his house was dirty and his wife needed a shower? My son and his wife welcomed a baby boy 2 weeks ago. They're both 23. My son called me and asked me if I would like to spend a week with them, and I said as long as it was okay with his wife, I'd love to. When I got there, my daughter-in-law Megan was hurrying around trying to tidy up because she told me that she only found out that I was coming this morning. I looked at my son and he went red. Then he said that it was time to meet my grandchild. As I walked in, I noticed the house wasn't very clean and that Megan hadn't looked like she had showered in days. That didn't sit right with me, but I've had 12 kids, so I know that things can get messy fast, especially when you're tired. After meeting the baby, my son said, "I'll leave you girls to talk. I'm just going to pop out for an hour to the gym." So I asked Megan how she was getting on with motherhood, and she told me that it was beautiful, but she was exhausted with feedings every 2 hours. It didn't sit right with me the way she said every 2 hours, so I asked her if she would like to nap or do whatever she liked while I looked after the baby. In my 61 years of living on this earth, I have never seen an adult fall asleep faster. I looked after the baby for 4 hours and made lunch until Megan woke up and took a shower. That day, I watched my son, who's on paternity leave, do nothing but look at me and Megan whenever the baby cried. He didn't help with household chores or cooking, which he should be doing himself because she just had a C-section. I usually don't involve myself in my kids' relationships, but he got on my effing nerves, and no, he wasn't raised like that. So I told Megan that she was being a doormat and that she smelled like she had an infection, that she needed to be on bed rest, and that my son should do 100% of the cooking and cleaning rather than act like a single teenager. They had a fight, and my son told me that I was a Karen and a B-word for calling his home dirty and his wife smelly. Megan wasn't upset at me at all. In fact, she asked me to watch the baby for a day. Now, my son is saying that I ruined his marriage and that it's my fault that his wife isn't talking to him. Wow, what a shit father, what a shit husband. This guy's wife is on the brink of exhaustion, and he's just gonna go pop over to the gym, which turned into a 4-hour babysitting session for you, OP. This guy doesn't cook, he doesn't clean, so what does he do? God, I can't believe that he is so callous to his wife who had just had surgery and it's maybe infected. Guys, I think the rough parallel here would be if you had to go to the doctor and the surgeon sliced open your nutsack and sewed it back together, then your incision gets infected and your wife expects you to like mow the lawn and take out the trash and do other chores around the house even though you've got swollen, infested testicles. That's roughly the parallel here, right? Because her uterus got sliced open. Man, what a douchebag. I'm giving him the full 5 out of 5 buttholes. This guy managed to disrespect his wife, his newborn child, and his mother all in one day. OP, you and everyone else get 0 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for disinviting my siblings for my wedding? There's me, a 25-year-old woman, my sister, who's 27, and my brother, who's 28. We were raised together, and until 2019, we believed that we were a nuclear biological family. Then, we found out that our dad wasn't our biological dad, which even he didn't know. It turns out that my older sibling shared a biological dad, but I had a different biological dad. We're also first cousins because their biological dad and my biological dad are brothers. My dad left our mom because he was hurt, betrayed, and overall disgusted that she had lied to him for 2 decades. I was equally mad that she lied and hurt my dad. My siblings were less willing to cut her off, but their relationship was majorly strained. My dad moved in with me and my fiance, and COVID hit. At this point, all three of us agreed that he was my dad no matter what, and there was nothing that could change that. And I really meant that. My siblings found their biological father and mine by extension. They have now decided that he is their real dad and that our dad is just a stepdad. My brother has even corrected his 2 little girls who called dad grandpa into saying that he's step-grandpa. Meanwhile, he gets his kids to call his biological father grandpa. It broke my dad's heart, and he decided that it was just too much for him to accept. This was after many conversations between them, where he was essentially told to know his place, stay in his lane, and be demoted with the clear message that nothing would change. I am so pissed at them. My siblings have tried to push me to meet my real dad and have told me it's okay to go back on my promise. Initially, they were invited to my wedding, but with this whole mess, I told them they were no longer welcome and I didn't want them to show up. They told me that just because they have a relationship with their real dad, that doesn't change things between us. I told them it does. that if our dad isn't our real dad after everything he's done for us, then we're not real siblings. Because technically, we're half-siblings and cousins. I said that my dad is still 100% my dad and that biology is meaningless to me. And I said it was best that they don't come to my wedding because I no longer want them there. What I said hurt them. My sister-in-law, who's married to my brother, told me that I was a butthole for cutting them from my wedding like we haven't been siblings our whole lives. I think that's almost more annoying to me because that's what they did to our dad. But he can apparently be shit on and discarded like he's nothing? Am I the butthole? Man, I don't get it, OP. They completely cut their father out of their lives because they're less related than they thought. Then they get upset that you cut them out of your life because you're not related as you thought and like they're upset at that and calling you a butthole. These guys are huge hypocrites. Honestly, OP, you sound like an incredible daughter and your father is lucky to have you. Your mom, however, oh my God. Oh my God. Cheating on her husband of 2 decades with a pair of brothers. I wonder if the brother who fathered the first 2 kids knew that she was also sleeping around with his brother. You think that guy was equally heartbroken because he found out, "You're cheating on me with my own brother?" Wow, what a trashy woman. OP, you and your dad get 0 out of 5 buttholes. Your siblings get 3.5 out of 5 buttholes. Your mother gets 5 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for using my son's savings to get his stepbrother's car fixed? My stepson, who's 19, got a new car from his biological mom. She and her family are well off, and unlike me, they could afford to buy a car. I'm happy for my stepson, but my son, who's 17, isn't. In fact, he complains about how unfair it is for my husband to let his ex gift their son a car, but not him. He's being unreasonable, I know, but teenage years are mostly hard, and it's even harder to expect kids to be reasonable. My son wanted to be able to drive the car as part of a compromise, and he said if not, then we would have to get rid of it. I sat him down to explain to him that the car is his stepbrother's property, and he shouldn't be expecting to drive it unless he's given permission. He was having none of it, and kept giving us ultimatums saying that he either shares the car or the car goes. When my husband confronted him, my son went and damaged the car. He threw paint on it, ruined the lights, and damaged the front completely. My stepson had a breakdown when he saw the car in the morning, and my husband was beyond livid after seeing the footage from our driveway cam and seeing my son damage the car. My husband confronted my son later, and all my son did was laugh and give him the middle finger. I went to take all of my son's camp savings for this summer to pay for the damage and gave them to my husband. My son found out, and he went nuts on everyone in the house. He accused me of stealing, then trying to please my husband for passionate hugging, then told his stepbrother that he warned him and he shouldn't be blamed. He also said that it was my fault for not getting him a car or getting my husband to get him a car in the first place to avoid favoritism and conflict. He's been spending the majority of his time in his room, refusing to come out or eat anything. I'm worried about him not eating because he did this once before and he ended up in the hospital for low blood pressure. Okay, OP, when I read the title of this post, I was 100% ready to call you out. But actually, after reading the story, you handled this pretty much as you should have. Your son is 17. That's 1 year away from a legal adult. He really should start taking responsibility for his actions and start acting like an adult. Destroying your brother's toys because you don't get to play with them is behavior you would expect from someone who's like 3 or 4, not 17. Actions have consequences, and currently, he's facing the consequences of his actions. If anything, you're going easy on him by doing this unofficially as opposed to going the legal route. I will say, though, that if he's your kid, he's your responsibility, and if he's at the point where he's making ultimatums and destroying other people's property, then, unfortunately, some of that inherently rests on your shoulders, right? So, for that and that alone, I do think I have to give you a butthole score. So, to be clear, you handled the situation correctly, but you really need to focus on parenting your kid because he is going off the rails. I'm giving your son 3.5 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving you 1.5 out of 5 buttholes. That was r/AmITheButthole, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.